Well, let us begin where we must begin, with prayer.
让我们其实不是让我们一定要用祷告开始。
Let's stand up together and lift up our hearts and our empty hands before Him.
让我们站起来，打开我们空空的双手，举起我们的心，向主祷告。
Lord, we know that without you we can receive nothing.
主，我们知道没有你，我们根本就不能够领受什么。
If you don't give, we don't receive.
如果你不给，我们就无可所得。
And so, Lord, we just commit our time to you.
所以主，我们就把我们时间交在给你的手中。
And we ask, Lord, that this shouldn't just be another meeting.
我们求这个不是成为另外一个聚集。
Just more preaching.
就是更多的讲道。
But somehow in this time we could hear you.
我们求的就是这个时候我们能够听你。
And respond to you.
并且能够像你所说的有回应。
You're able to meet each one of us where we are.
你能够在我们所站的那个本相本处来遇见我们。
And so Lord, we ask for all of us here, from the oldest to the youngest.
所以我们求你在我们中间，从最年纪大的年纪到年纪最小的。
For those with much experience and those with nothing.
对那些蛮有经历的，或者那些没有经历的。
We ask that we might all receive what you have prepared for us from before the foundation of the world.
我们所求的就是我们能够接受您说你从创世以先就是为我们今天预备的。
Give us in this hour a portion.
给我们应当的份，这个时候给我们。
And we ask this trusting in your faithfulness.
我们将祷告是信靠你的信实。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we began, seems a long time ago, but we began in Isaiah 55.
我们开始好像在很久以前，我们在以赛亚书上次开始讲55章。
Because our thought for this weekend is hearing what the Lord speaks to us.
因为我们这次的主题是我们听主给我们的声音。
And to listen to him.
是听他的声音，知道他的意念。
And in Isaiah 55, we saw this promise. He said, verse 2, "Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance."
正如以赛亚书55章第二节讲到，要留心听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live.
你当就近我来，侧耳听，就别得活。
So this is the promise of the Lord.
这是神的应许。
If you hear Him, every need is met.
如果你听他，什么需要都能够被满足了。
If you hear Him, every question is answered.
如果你听他，你每一个问题都能够有回应。
If you can hear him, every problem is solved.
如果你听他，你所有的问题难处都能够解决。
Because he knows the way.
因为他知道那个道路。
And to hear him is so important.
所以听他是这样的重要。
And when we look upon the Lord Jesus,
当我们看我们的主的时候，
who is it that we're listening to?
这个是谁呢？我们要听他。这个是谁呢？
We're listening to one who is in our own history. He is so near to us.
我们听这一位，他是曾经在我们的历史里头这么亲近的。
And one who is so unique.
并且这位是这么独特的。
How easy it is.
这么容易呢？
To turn away from him.
去背向他离开了。
The easiest thing in the world is to ignore God.
在世界上最容易做的一件事情就是去忽略神。
But how much we need to hear him.
所以我们这么大的需要，我们这么需要听他。
He is so meek.
他是这样的温柔。
How easily he could become to us irresistible, overwhelming.
这么容易的，他能够好像我们不能够抗拒的，要来到我们跟前，很有压力的。
But he does not.
但是他没有。
And many of us would wish that he would sometimes.
有一些人盼望他真的能够这样做。
Appear to me, Lord.
主啊，向我显现吧。
I won't be able to doubt again.
我再一次就不会再犹疑了。
I'll never be afraid again.
我再一次不会惧怕了。
Always trust you.
我就永远会一直信任你的。
If I can only just see you.
我只能够需要看你一次。
We sometimes think like that.
我们这样想。
But he doesn't do it.
但是他没有这样做。
Why doesn't he do it?
为什么他没有这样做呢？
Because if he did it,
如果他真的这样做，
we would be overwhelmed.
我们真的会面对不来的。
And it would no longer be a free choice that we make.
以致我们就没有机会做一个自由的选择。
It would not be us saying, I am willing.
我们就没有能够说主啊，我愿意。
No one is forcing me.
现在没有一个人强逼我。
I'm not going doing this against my will.
我不要这样做是违反我自己的意志的。
But I am choosing you.
但是我却拣选你。
That's what love does.
这就是爱了。
You can't force love.
你不能够强逼爱的。
But love chooses to love.
爱选择去爱。
And the Lord wants us to choose him.
我们的主要我们想我们去选择他。
He stands back.
他退一步。
He's quiet.
他是安静的。
He does not. He leaves it for us to choose.
他就容让我们在这里有空间去选择。
But I need evidence.
但是我需要证明啊。
You have evidence.
你已经有证明了。
You have more evidence than you need.
你已经有多过你所需要的证明了。
It's not for lack of evidence.
不是问题，不是不够证明。
It's not because he's left himself without a witness.
不是他没有他的见证人。
It's the hardness of heart.
是心的刚硬的问题。
That doesn't say I can't believe.
不是说我不能够相信，
but says I won't believe.
乃是说我不要相信。
It's not I can't.
不是我不能够。
It will never be I can't.
永远不是我不能够的。
Because God loves you.
因为神爱你。
He will not let that be.
他不会让这个这样去的。
It will always be I won't believe.
很多时候就是我不要相信。
And that hardness of heart
这一个刚硬的心呢
can deceive you.
能够欺骗你的。
Don't let the hardness of your heart deceive you.
不要让你刚硬的心欺骗你。
Don't let the dullness of your heart deceive you.
不要让你的沉闷、你的麻木的心欺骗你。
Don't let the coldness of your heart deceive you.
不要让你的冷冰的心欺骗你。
You are loved.
你是已经被爱了。
You are known.
你已经被认识了。
The Lord Jesus Christ, that man who walked among us.
主耶稣基督这个人在我们中间行走的这一位。
He is not against you.
他不是来抵挡你的。
He is for you.
他是为着你的。
This is what he's saying.
这是他所说的。
Incline your ear to me, hear, and your soul shall live.
你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。
So this is the promise of the Lord.
这是神主自己的
应许。This is the invitation of the Lord.
这是主的邀请。
And we hear him say, "Seek the Lord while he may be found."
并且我们看见他说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
The door will shut.
这个门会关的。
It hasn't shut yet.
现在还没有关。
But it will be closed.
但是会关的。
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
You know, I always feel so difficult on these last days.
我常常感觉很困难，就是这个末后的日子很困难。
What a privilege we have to be gathered like this.
我们有这个权利，这样的机会，这样聚在一起，是怎样的一个权利呢？
All of us here, whoever we are, we have this opportunity to sit quietly, to think and to listen.
我们无论在是谁，能够坐在这里，能够安静的坐在这里，能够思想，能够听。
But before long, we'll be out the gate.
不要多久就要在门外。
And ordinary life will come back.
那个普通生活、日常生活就进来了。
And you just feel there's an opportunity here.
你就感觉这个是一个很重要的机会。
And it's about to pass.
但这个机会会过的。
And what a tragedy if we let it slip.
如果我们让它过去，溜过去了，是多么大的灾难悲剧。
You know, I remember now on the night that I was saved.
我记得我那一个晚上我得救的时候。
The man who preached, he said, when you're invited into the presence of a king,You come when you're called. You don't make your own appointment.
那个讲员说，当王叫你，当你跟王在一起的时候，你不是自己去的，是王呼召你，邀请你去的。
So his message was, you are called.
所以他的信息是，你是已经被召了。
And hear it, listen who it is who is calling you.
你要听听是谁已经呼召你了。
When is the time to respond?
几时是回应的时间呢？
The scripture says today.Is the day.
圣经说今天就是那个日子。
Everybody must get saved today.
每一个人都需要今天就得拯救。
Everybody must make their peace with God today.
每一个人都必须把在今天跟神相合。
Woe unto you if you think you can do it tomorrow.
如果你想你能够明天做，你就有祸了。
It'll always be today.
常常都是今天。
And today is now.
今天就是现在。
This is the hour.
这就是那个时刻。
Well, we feel this is the hour.
我们感觉这个就是那个时刻。
Because this is the last time we'll sit together like this.
因为这个是我们现在最后一次机会这样坐在一起。
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
趁耶和华和寻找的时候寻找他。
Be sure. I'm talking to Christians as well as to non-Christians.
你要肯定有这个确据，我是跟基督徒讲，也是跟没有信主的人讲。
Don't let there be a controversy between you and the Lord.
不要让你跟主之间有任何的矛盾或者不和谐的。
Is anything in anything that you're resisting him?
如果在任何方面、任何的东西你是抵挡他或者抗拒他的。
Don't let it stay there.
不要让这个东西存在。
Deal with it.
去对付他。
Now.
现在。
There's time now.
这个时间就是现在。
Deal with it.
对付他。
He said, "Come to me."
他说来到我这里来。
I will abundantly pardon.
我会广行赦免的。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. I'm not like you.
因为我的意念跟你的意念是不同的，我不是像你的。
I don't hold a grudge.
我不会埋怨在心里头的。
I don't get offended.
我不会被得罪的。
Come to me.
来到我这里来。
And I will abundantly pardon.
我必广行赦免。
Oh, this is such a wonderful promise.
这是这么美好奇妙的应许。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们承认我们的罪，
He is faithful,
他是信实，
and just,
是公义的，
to forgive us our sins,
是去赦免我们的罪的，
and,
并且呢，
to cleanse us,
洗净我们，
from all unrighteousness,
把我们一切的不义洗净。
This is abundant pardon.
这是广行赦免。
It's not just forgiveness,
不单只赦免，
but it's complete cleansing,
乃是完全的洗清，
completely washed,
完全的洁净。
It's gone,
都过去了。
It's completely gone,
是完全过去了。
In his sight,
在他眼中，
we are clean,
我们是洁净的。
What a privilege,
多么大一个权利。
What abundant pardon,
是多么大的赦免。
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
他的意念不是我们的意念。
His ways are not our ways.
他的道路非同我们的道路。
So yesterday we were talking about his way.
昨天我们谈到他的道路。
We want to be righteous.
我们要公义。
We want to walk with him in peace.
我们要在和谐平安里头跟他同行。
We want to be confident.
我们怕有信心。
I know the Lord.
有胆量说我认识主。我的主认识我。
I am his.
我是属于他的。
We want to stand up before anybody and say, I am his.
我们愿意在站在所有人面前说我是属于他的。
We want this freedom.
我们要这一个自由释放。
We want to be able to say, there is an open heaven between me and my God.
我们愿意说跟我跟神之间有个敞开的天。
There is nothing between us.
没有任何东西阻隔我们。
How can we know that?
我们怎能够知道这个呢？
We talked about the ruler, you remember?
你记得我们讲到那个量尺吗？
And we talked about how we'll always fail.
我们讲到我们常常失败的。
We will always fail.
我们会常常失败的。
Because we are not righteous.
因为我们不是义的。
And we are not capable of being righteous.
并且我们是没有能力去能够成义的。
And the Lord looked upon us.
我们的主看见我们。
And said sinful.
他说有罪的。
Sinner.
罪人。
Hopeless.
没望的。
Lost.
是没事的
completely unable
是迷失的完全是无能的
to walk in my way
与我同行并且走我的道路
I'm finished with him
我跟他已经完结了
I'm finished with her
我已经跟他完结了
on the cross he finished with us
他在十字架上已经跟我们一起完结了
on the cross he brought an endTo all that ugliness that you see in yourself.
他在实际上已经把一切的在你我身上所看见丑陋已经了结了。
And then he rose again.
然后他从死里头复活。
And in him you rose.
在他里头你复活了。
And you became a new creation.
你就成为一个新造的人。
And what a creation.
这是怎样的一个创造呢?
What a thing of beauty this is.
是怎样的美丽呢？在这里头
，What a glory this is！
这个是多么的荣耀呢
？This new creation，
这一个新的创造
，In the likeness of Christ，
是有基督的形象样式的
，An uncreated life，
是个非受造的生命
，A glorious life，
一个荣耀的生命
，Sinless life，
一个无罪的生命
，Pure life，
一个纯洁的生命
，A peaceful life。
一个平安的生命
joyful life,
一个喜乐的生命
a victorious life,
一个得胜的生命
an unquenchable life,
一个不能够破灭的生命
an overcoming life,
是个得胜的生命
this is you,
是你
a new creation,
是一个新的创造
I don't know, I can see a few faces,
我不知道我能够看见几个面孔
and these faces are saying, I don't feel like that,
这几个面孔告诉我、啊、我没有这样感觉
no, you don't feel like that,
不你没有，你不是这样感觉的。
Because all you can feel is your body.
因为你所能够感觉就是你的身体。
And all the feeling is just that.
你就在你的感觉里头。
Oh, if we could put on some special spectacles.
如果我们能够戴上一个特别的眼睛。
Spectacles that could see the invisible.
那个眼睛能看见所不能看见的。
And if we could look.And see the glory of Christ in a believer.
我们就看见基督的荣美在一个信徒身上。
They'd have to be sunglasses.
一定要戴太阳眼镜，起码。
For the glory of what we would see.
为着我们的荣，我们所承受的荣耀是多么的荣耀。
You say the Holy Spirit lives in you.
你说圣灵活在你心里头。
Where does he live?
他在哪里活呢
？He lives in your spirit.
他在你的灵里头活。
He is God.
他是神。
If you could look upon God,
如果你能够看着神
would you see glory?
你会看见荣耀吗
would you see a face that shines like the sun?
你能看见个面孔是好像荣光好像荣、太阳一样光吗
The Lord has given us a parable. Today we can see it.
主今天给我们一个比喻我们今天就是能够看见。
The parable is this blazing light in the sky.
这个比喻，这个图画就是在天上一个光芒的荣光，光。
You can't look at it.
你不能够正视看它的。
It is too bright.
太光了。
And yet it gives life to everything.
是给每一件东西有光明。
This is our God.
这是我们的神。
This is the parable.
这是一个比喻。
Can you see?
你看见吗
？But He dwells in you.
但是他呢？住在你里头。
All who believe,
所有信他的人
whether a little child,
哪怕是个小孩子
or an old man,
或一个老人家
anybody who believes,
每一个人相信的
he is promised,
他已经应许了
to dwell in them,
是居住在这个人的里头。
This is what a Christian is.
这就是个基督徒。
This is the privilege, this is the grace.
这就是一个特权，一个这么大的权利，这个恩典。
What do we talk about?
我们现在是讲什么
？This faith,
这一个信心呢
？Is for all your life.
是你一生所用的。
This faith is for all of your life.
这个信心是你所有的生命。
It's for all of your life in its breadth. and in its length.
就是你的生命里头所有的长度和宽度。
In its breadth means every part of your life.
这个宽度说明是你生命中每一部分。
Every single department of your life.
在你生命里头每一个部门，它都有份。
Every private moment of your life.
在你生命里头每一个私隐的部门。
It is for that.
为着这一部分的。
And for all of your life.
并且是你整个一生的
For the whole length of your life,
是你整个一生的长度的
Until the very end of this life,
一直到你地上的一生完结的时候
Because you know, when you come to the end of this life,
因为当你来到你人生的终极的时候呢
You're going to find something very strange.
你就发觉一些很奇妙的东西
You know, I've got a book at home called The Last Words of Saints and Sinners.
我有本书在家里就是罪人和圣徒的最后的话。
And this book records people's last words.
这一本书就记录那些人走到他们人生尽头的时候，他们所讲的话。
It records the words of the queen, who cried out and said, "All my possessions for a moment of time."
记录一个王后，她说：“我所有的拥有的所有的东西，只是为做一个时刻。
”Or the philosopher who cried out and said, "Oh God, oh God, I am damned."
并且一个哲学家他说：“我的神呢，我的神呢，我是被咒诅的，我灭亡了。”
Or the child of God,
或者一个神的孩子
，He said, "Earth is receding, heaven is approaching."
他说：“地上就是退去，天上就开始。”
Or the doctor,
一个医生说
，Who was taking his own pulse?
他就是按着自己的脉搏。
And his last words were.It stopped.
他最后的话是，他停止了。
Imagine that's you.
想象这个是你。
You're taking your own pulse.
你按你自己的脉搏。
And then you say, it stopped.
然后你说他停止了。
Now, if you're a believer,
如果你是个信徒呢
？You would expect to die, right?
你是期望你会死的。
But you'd get a surprise.
但是你会有个惊讶。
That you didn't die.
你没有死。
That you lived.
你继续活。
That you seemed to pass through death.
你好像是经过死亡。
And you didn't die.
你没有死。
And you look back.
你再看看后面。
And you've left this life behind.
你把以前的那个人生放下来了。
But you didn't die.
离开了，你没有死啊。
Because he who rose said, "He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die."
因为那位我们相信的说，你不再死，凡信我的，不死，并且活。
And you've passed into life.
你进入那个生命。
And the life that was always in you.
这个生命原来一直都在你里头。
The risen life of Christ.
这个基督复活的生命。
Conquered death.
是胜过死亡的。
And you've passed into glory.
你经过了进到荣耀里头。
And you've come into his presence.
你来到他的同在里头。
And you live.
你活。
Live as you've never lived.
活好像你从来没有这样活过的活。
Because of that life that is in you.
因为这个生命在你里面。
And that is in you now.
这个生命现在就在你里头。
Death is swallowed up by victory.
死亡已经被那个生命的得胜所吞灭了。
We need to hear him.
我们需要听他。
We need to hear what the Lord Jesus says to us.
我们需要听主耶稣讲跟我们讲什么话。
What is he saying to us?
他对我们讲什么呢
？Here we are.
我们在这里。
What is his message to us?
他的信息给我们是什么呢
？It is I am for you.
他说：“我是为着你的。”
Because I have chosen you.
因为我已经拣选你了。
I have chosen you.
我已经拣选了你了。
There is no greater privilege than to be chosen by the Lord.
没有其他更大的一个权利、一个福分被主所拣选。
What does it mean to be chosen by Him?
被他拣选是什么意思呢
？You know, when we choose.
你知道，当我们选择的时候
，We're not sure what we're choosing.
我们不是很肯定我们是选择什么。
I go to a restaurant and I look at the menu.
我去餐馆，我看看那个食谱。
Ah, this one.
我就说这个。
And then what's coming out? Whoa.
他把饭菜送来是什么东西呢?
I didn't expect that.
我没有期望我要吃这个东西。
So we choose like that, but the Lord does not choose like that.
我们会这样做拣选，但是我们的主做拣选不是这样的。
When he looks at you,
当他看见你的时候,
and when he chooses you,
当他选择你的时候,
he knows all about you.
他都知道你的。
He knows your past.
他知道你的过去。
He knows your present.
他知道你的现在。
And he knows your future.
他也知道你的将来。
And he chooses with purpose.
他是按照他的旨意去选择你的。
He has chosen you for a reason.
他是为着一个原因来拣选你的。
And he will continue with you.
并且他会跟你继续下去的。
He will continue with you.
他会跟你继续下去的。
Because he has chosen you.
因为他已经拣选了你了。
For all of your life.
你整个一生,
every part of your life,
你生命里头每一部分,
and the whole length of your life,
你生命里头每一个长度,
he says to you again and again, I have chosen you.
他对你一遍再一遍地说, 我已经拣选你了。
Oh Lord,
主啊,
today I didn't do well.
今天我没有做好。
I have chosen you.
诶, 我已经拣选你了。
I haven't made a mistake.
我没有犯过任何的毛病, 我没有做错。
I'm not turning my back on you.
我不会因为你这样我就背向你了。
I'm not stepping away from you and thinking, oh, this was a mistake.
我不会退后再不理你说，啊，你这样做是个错误。
I understand why he chose Jonathan.
我明白他为什么拣选Neil。
No. You know. We can say, well, I can see he made a good choice here, but he made a mistake here.
我能够说他主呢，这里做一个正确的拣选，那在这里呢做一个错的拣选。But
the Lord says to you, I've not made a mistake.
但主真的没有拣选错任何人的。
What are you saying to me?
你跟我说什么呢?
I said I have chosen you.
我说我已经拣选你了。
And you're telling me I was wrong?
但是你现在告诉我你说我拣错。
You're telling me I didn't know what I was doing?
你告诉我你说我自己所做的自己不知道。
I am the first and the last.
我是首先的也是幕后的。
I am the beginning and the end.
我是始我也是终。
I know what I've done.
我知道我已经做的是什么。
I have chosen you.
我已经拣选你了。
And therefore I am committed to you.
所以呢, 我是已经委身于你。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是主的话。
If we listen to other voices,
如果你听其他的声音,
other voices will say, ah, you're trying to be religious.
其他声音说, 啊, 你尝试要很宗教性, 很外面的虔诚。
It'll wear off.
这个会退去的。
Yeah, I know a lot of people, they were Christian in high school, but when they got to uni,
我知道有很多人他在中学里做基督徒，在大学走了。
Something temporary.
一些暂时的东西。
Not temporary.
不是暂时的。
When the Lord Jesus chooses,
当主耶稣拣选的时候,
He is committed.
他是委身的。
To you.
对你。
He will not let you go.
他不会让你去的。
This is His commitment.
这是他的委身。
He has chosen you for a purpose.
他拣选你是
And he is committed to you.
他是向你委身的。
For that purpose.
为着他的目的。
So you just you said like say the people who are like they say they're Christians in high school and then at uni they go, did God choose them?
如果你说那么有一个人他在中学做基督徒，然后他在大学他不信了，
well,
他走了。 主有没有拣选他呢？ 这个是好问题。
And that question really turns upon honesty.
这个问题其实把我们带进诚实里头。
Is it easy to come to a youth camp?
来青年营是不是很容易?
Yep.
是很容易。
Anybody can come.
每个人都能够来。
Real easy.
非常容易的。
Is it easy to turn up on Sunday morning?
礼拜天去聚会容不容易?
Yep.
容易。
Anybody can do it.
每个人都能够去做的。
All you've got to have is feet.
你有脚就能够做了。
Walk in.
走路去。
So we can have the appearance.
我们可以有外貌,
but what's the reality?
但是真实是什么呢?
The reality is known.
真实是被知道的。
Here.
在这里被知道。
That's why I said it turns on honesty.
所以这个是 我为什么说这个问题叫我们这样做诚实？
I can see those who seem they come they seem to be believers.
我们看见那些人，他似乎是来了，外面是来了，好像是基督徒。
I don't say much.
我没有。
They don't say much.
他们没有讲什么。
They behave well.
他们表现蛮好。
But in the heart,
但是在心里头呢
we know.
我们知道。
I don't mean that we know, oh, I'm a good person.
我不是说我知道我是一个好人。
We know where our trust is.
我们知道我们所信靠的是谁，是在那里。
We know.
我们知道。
If we have put our trust in Jesus Christ.
如果我们把我们的信靠、信任放在主耶稣身上。
And if we have put our trust in Him.
如果我们有把我们的相信放在主耶稣身上。
Then he is faithful.
他呢就信实了。
And he will seal you as his own.
他就在你身上印记，成为他属他的人。
And a person who is sealed,
这个人他被印记的人
is sealed forever.
是永远的被印记属他的。
I cannot understand how people can say that the Lord Jesus can save you and then you can get lost.
我不明白人为什么能够说主耶稣拯救你，然后你能够失落。
How can that be?
怎能够发生
？What are they imagining?
他们想象什么
？You know, somebody came to my door once.
有一次，有人在我来到我门口敲门。
They want to tell me about something.
他们要告诉我一些东西。
So I had a conversation with them.
所以我就跟他们有个对话。
I said, "What is the forgiveness of sins?"
我说赦罪是什么来呢
？And I said, "Is it like this?"That all your sins are written up on the blackboard, and then when your sins are forgiven, he wipes, rubs them out.
赦免是不是你的犯罪那个罪就写在那个白板上，然后呢，你被赦免就是把它擦干净了，是不是这样呢
？I said, "Is that the forgiveness of sins?"
这是不是罪的赦免呢
？And they said, "Yes, that's it."
他们说是，就是这个。
I said, "Poor you."
我说你的真的可怜了。
That is not salvation.
这不是救恩。
Because if all my sins are rubbed out,
如果我所有的罪只是擦干净
，What's going to happen next?
下一步是有什么事情发生呢
？There's going to be more written up there.
会更多的再写上去。
That's not salvation.
这不是完全的救恩。
The salvation in the Scripture,
圣经的救恩呢
？Is when the Lord seals you as His own.
当主把你印上记，成为他属他的人的时候。
When He makes a full end of you.
他就把你完全的了结了
and creates a new creation.
然后有一个新的创造
When the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you,
当圣灵进到你里头居在你里头的时候
and when the Lord says, "You are mine."
当主说你是我的
that can't be undone.
这个没有人能够除掉的
it can't be undone.
没有人能够把它反过来完全除掉的
God is committed.
因为神已经委身了
And he's committed to you.
他是向你委身了
These are chosen.
这个就是被拣选的
Now you might be sitting here
你可能坐在这里
And saying, "I don't think I'm chosen."
我想我没有被拣选
You're wrong.
你错了
I heard of somebody speaking once.
我听过有一个人这样说
And he preached this wonderful message.
他传这个很美好的道。
That we are chosen in the Lord.
我们是在主里头被拣选的。
What comfort, what security, what blessing?
有什么安慰，有什么可确据，有什么的祝福呢
？And at the end, he said.
最后他说
，See this blessedness of being one of the chosen.
看看这个被拣选的是那个多么大的蒙福。
Would you like to be one of these?
你要不要成为其中一个呢
？Then choose him now.
那么如果是的时候，你现在就拣选他。
Choose him.
拣选他。
Because he will choose you.
因为他会拣选你的。
It makes no sense.
好像不很难明白。
Actually, it does make sense.
其实真的是能够合乎真理的。
Because if you are convicted of your sin,
因为如果你认你的罪呢
？If you know your need.
如果你知道你的需要
If you know that Jesus is the answer,
如果你知道主耶稣就是答案
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
Otherwise, you could not know.
否则你不知道的。
You would not know your need.
你不知道你的需要的。
And you would not know that Jesus is the one.
你也不知道耶稣就是那一位能够救你。
That is the work of the Spirit.
这已经是圣灵的工作了。
That is the calling of the Spirit.
这已经是圣灵的呼召。
That is the Spirit saying, "I want you. Come, come."
这就是圣灵说，我要你，你来啊，来。
Jesus is calling.
主耶稣是正在呼召。
And when Jesus calls, you answer.
当主耶稣呼召你回应。
We know the old saying that there's like a gate.
我们记得有一个古老的说讲说有一个门。
And over the top of the gate it says, "Come unto me."
在这个门上面说进来进到我里头去。
And we go through the gate.
然后我们就大进去了，经过这个门。
And we turn around.
然后我转过头来看。
And written over the gate,
在门上面写什么呢？
Is chosen in Him.
在他里头被拣选的。
It is a wonderful thing.
是个奇妙的事情。
You know, the truth we have comes out of heaven.
这个真理是从天而来的真理。
It's not of this world.
不属于这个世界的。
It's unusual.
是非凡的。
It seems strange.
是好像很奇怪的。
But this is from heaven.
但是这是从天上来的。
He says, "I have chosen you."
他说我已经拣选你了。
And if you want to think about that,
如果你要想这一个呢，
you will realize it must be that way.
你就想想你一定要承认，一定是这样的。
Because God does not dwell in time.
因为神不是居献祭或者居住在时间里头的。
And He can see all of time.
因为神是能够看所有超过时间空间的。
For me, it was a certain day when I believed in Him.
对我来讲，我是在某年某月某日相信的。
But God was not waiting for that day.
但是神不是等着那个时刻的。
Because He is outside of all of that.
因为他是在这一个以外的。
And He knew of that day.
他认识知道这一天。
When Jesus died.
当主耶稣死的时候。
He knew of that day before the foundation of the world.
他知道这一天是远在创立世界以前已经知道了。
And if He committed Himself to me on that day.
但他把自己委身于我在这一天里头。
He had always committed Himself to me.
他就说他永远都一直在委身在我身上。
I was always chosen in Him.
我一直都是被他拣选。
Think on that.
想想这个。
What a privilege.
是多么大的荣幸。
What an excellent.
多么大的一个尊荣。
What a salvation.
多么伟大的救恩。
But we said He has chosen us.
他说他已经拣选我了。
And He's chosen us for a purpose.
他拣选我是有一个目的的。
And that purpose is an eternal purpose.
这个目的是个永恒的目的来的。
You know, sometimes we say, "Well, I really want to serve the Lord."
有时候你说好啊，我很想侍奉神。
I want to be an evangelist.
我要传福音。
And I want the Lord to prepare me for this.
我要神来装备我做这个事情。
Well, yes, He can prepare you for that.
是他能够装备你为着这个。
And He can prepare you for all that might come your way in your life.
他能够装备你，预备你去面对你人生要面对的需要或者事情。
But He's also preparing you for something much more.
但是他呢，却要装备你为着一个更高的、更多的。
He's preparing you for the age to come.
他要装备你，预备你为着那个时刻来到。
Because this life is so short.
因为这一生是这么简短。
And the world is reserved for judgment.
这个世上是保存为着是要被审判的。
So He is going to work in you.
所以现在他要在你身上工作。
To prepare you for what He has for you forever.
他是为着你的永恒来装备你。
And He's committed to this.
他是委身于这个。
He is committed for all of your life.
他是委身于在你人生整个一生的。
Now, question.
问题来了。
What does He have for you in the eternal ages?
他在永恒的永远里头为你的目的是什么？
What does He have for you?
他为着你有是什么呢？
Well, I think the honest answer is we don't know.
诚实的答案，我们只能说，好像说我不知道。
What will we be doing?
我们会做什么呢？那时候
we don't really know.
我们真的不知道。
But we are being prepared now.
但是我们今天却被正被装备。
So don't think it's strange if you have some strange experience.
所以如果你有一些奇怪的经历，不要感觉很奇怪。
Don't think it's strange if you don't really understand what's happening in your life.
所以如果在你人生里头发生一些事情，你感觉不明白，很奇怪， 不要奇怪。
Because he is preparing you.
因为他正在装备你。
He's preparing you for the age to come.
他为着将来那个世代装备你。
And this preparation requires transformation.
这个装备呢，需要改变。
He wants that life that is in your spirit to begin to come out of your spirit into your soul.
他要你灵里头的生命从你灵里头出来，进入你的魂里头。
In other words, he wants your behavior to be changed by your glorious spirit.
就是说，他要把你的行为改变，借着他里头荣耀的灵来发挥发表出来。
He wants to change your mind.
他要改变你的心思。
He wants to change your feelings.
他要改变你的感觉。
He wants to change your reactions.
他要改变你的对事情的反应。
He's not going to change you.
他没有改变真实的你。
In the sense that he's going to make you into somebody else.
或者好像说要把你改成另外一个人一样。
You are you.
你就是你。
And he loves you.
他爱你。
And he calls you by name.
他是按照你的名字呼召你的。
But he wants to transform you.
但是他要改变你。
And he is committed to this.
他是向这个委身的。
He will not let you go.
他会由你去的。
He will strive with you.
他会与你甚至相争的。
In Revelation he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
在启示录说，他说，看到我站在门外叩门。
He shouldn't have been there.
他不应该在门外的。
The people in there, they didn't care for him.
因为在里头的人不关心他。
The people there, they liked all the money that they had and all the good stuff that they had. They'd forgotten him.
在里头的人，他们为着他们所赚的钱很多，很开心，所拥有的东西很多，就忽略主耶稣了。
Why didn't he wash his hands of them?
为什么他不洗手不干，不再理他们呢？
Because he was committed to them.
因为他是向他们委身的。
He said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you."
因为他说，我永远不会丢弃你。
I stand at the door and knock.
我站在门外叩门。
And he wasn't going anywhere.
他没有其他的地方他要去。
He was going to knock and knock and knock.
他就站在那里，一直叩门、叩门、叩门，一直等到开门。
And he'll do whatever it takes.
他要不是任何的行动方法，他要做成他要做的。
I know a Christian family.
我认识一个基督徒的家庭。
One child in this family was hard against the Lord.
其中一个孩子在这个家里头对神的那个心是很刚硬的。
And so difficult was it?
是非常困难的。
Their mother had died, and her father.Told this girl she had to leave the house.
母亲过世了，那个爸爸要跟那个女孩讲，那个女孩子 she has to leave. 这个女孩子需要离开家。
Because she was such a bad influence on the home.
因为这个女孩子在家里头带来很坏的影响。
Two weeks later,
两个礼拜之后
she was in a car crash.
她在一个交通意外里头。
Now.Paralyzed from here down.
现在呢，从这里到下，全下半身都瘫痪了。
You think, what's happening?
你就想，哎，发生什么呢？
Well, we'd be very foolish to say we know what's happening.
如果我们说啊，我们知道正在发生什么事，其实就显出我们很愚昧了。
Because we are not God.
我们不是神。
But we can look on this situation.
我们能够看见这个处境。
And say God is merciful.
我们说神是怜悯的神
Because he wants that girl.
因为他要这个女孩子
And he'll do whatever it takes to win her.
他要做任何的方法为的要赢得她得着她
And what is at stake is eternity.
这个跟永恒比较我们的代价是什么呢
She might feel this is very bad.
她可能今天觉得真的糟糕
But later she might say thisIs the love of God.
将来他可能说，这就是神的爱了。
This is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜恤。
I couldn't be stopped any other way, but He stopped me.
我不能够再被任何方法拦阻停止我。神用他的方法停止我。
He's arrested me.
他抓了我。
And you see what's at stake.
你看见那个代价吗?
He is committed.
他是委身的。
He will strive with you.
他要与你相争。
Because he wants you.
因为他要你。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
Because he's chosen you.
因为他已经拣选你了。
He will never leave you.
他永远不离开你的。
This is the message of God.
这是神的信息。
This is what he wants us to know.
他这个就是他要我们知道的。
And when we know this,
当我们知道这个的时候呢?
We can turn to him.
我们就能够转向他。
And say, Lord, I don't want to strive with you.
主啊，我不想跟你相争呢。
I don't want to make this hard.
我不想叫这个艰难呢。
I want you to have your way.
我要你仍在我身上有你要行的路。
I want to lay down my life before you.
我愿意在你跟前放下我的生命。
I want to give it to you.
我要把这个生命给你。
And say, Lord, you do with it.
然后说，主啊，你就做你的工吧。
Whatever you want.
无论你要什么。
Who has ambitions here?
在座谁有你的雄心的？
We have ambitions.
我们有雄心。
Who has plans?
谁有计划的？
We have plans.
我们有计划。
Who has disappointments?
谁有失望的？
We have disappointments.
我们有失望。
Yeah. If only.
除非。
Who is willing to bring all to him?
谁愿意把这一切带来给他？
I want to be a great.
我要成为一个伟大的。
I want to be a great musician.
我盼望成为一个伟大的音乐家。
I'm going to serve the Lord with my music.
我要用我的音乐侍奉神。
Everybody will see me.
每个人都能够看见我的音乐。
And I hope they turn to the Lord.
然后我盼望他们听着我来转向神。
We have our ambitions.
我们有我们的雄心。
I know how I can serve the Lord.
我知道我能够怎样去侍奉神。
I know what I'm good at.
我知道我的强处是什么。
How about we lay it all down?
我们可不可以把这些都放下来？
How about we stop being disappointed?
可否停止失望？
My wisdom said it should have been like this.
我的智慧告诉我，我应该这样走的。
But your wisdom said like that.
但是你的智慧说是这样的。
I accept it.
我接纳。
Yes, Lord.
主啊，是的。
I don't understand.
我不明白。
But I accept it.
但是我接受。
I'm not going to argue with you.
我不会跟你争辩。
I'm not going to blame you.
我也不会埋怨你。
I'm going to lay it all down.
我就把一切放下了。
If the Lord is committed to you,
如果主向你是委身的。
And if this commitment is a very strong love,
如果这个委身是个非常坚定坚强的爱。
A very committed love,
一个非常委身的爱。
Can't you bring your plans and put them at his feet?
你能够把你的计划带在他的脚前吗？
Can't you bring your ambitions and put them at his feet?
你能够把你的雄心带在他脚前吗？
Can't you bring your life and put it at his feet?
你能够带你的生命到他脚前吗？
Hey, what about your marriage?
Hey, 那么你的婚姻怎样？
What about your marriage?
那么你的婚姻呢？
But Lord, I want to get married.
啊，主啊，我很想进入婚姻。
It is good to be married.
进入婚姻是很好的。
Scripture says it's good to be married.
圣经说是好的。
I've caught you.
哎，我抓到一个你说的话了。
And the Lord says, yes, it is good.
主说是啊，是好的。
But not for everyone.
但是不是对每一个人都好的。
It is normal.
婚姻是一般是正常的。
But that doesn't mean everyone.
但是没有说每一个人都会应对他好的。
Will you give your life to the Lord?
你要把你的生命给主吗？
If you never married,
如果你从来没有结婚，
would your life be wasted?
你的生命是不是因此浪费呢？
You never married,
你永远没有结婚。
You never had a husband or a wife,
你永远没有一个丈夫或者妻子。
You never had children,
你永远没有孩子。
You never had grandchildren,
你永远没有孙儿。
Is your life wasted?
是不是因此你的生命浪费呢？
All you had was Christ living in you.
你所有的就是基督活在你里头。
And a life that was a blessing to the earth.
你的生命就成为大地世人的祝福了。
You know, people say, "Don't waste your life."
你叫人说不要浪费你的人生。
You've got a talent, you've got to use it.
哎，你有一个天才才干，你要用的。
I say, don't waste your life.
我说不要浪费你的人生。
Give it to him who loves you.
把你的给这位爱你的。
And let him do with your life, with your talents, with all that is you, what he wants to do.
让他来拥有你的生命、你的才干、你的时间。
Don't be afraid.
去做他要做的工作，不要怕。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He will protect you.
他会保护你的。
He will protect you from yourself.
他要保护你，从你的自我里头保护你。
He will look after you.
他会照顾你的。
Because he has chosen you.
因为他已经拣选你。
He's committed to you.
他委身于你。
And he will always be there for you.
他就永远都是站在你旁边为着你的。
Shall we spend a few moments in prayer?
我们可不可以花一些时间祷告？
We're all different. We're all in a different situation.
我们都不一样的，因为我们都不在同一个处境里头。
But surely,
但是肯定的。
All of us has something that we can speak to our Lord.
我们心里头一定每个人都有一些话可以跟我们主讲的。
And all of us, surely, whoever we are.Can reach out to him.
我们每个人，无论是我们是谁，我们都能够就近我们的主的。
Now is the day to make to end the controversy and to be peaceful in the presence of God.
今天就是那个时刻，把所有的矛盾、冲突跟主之间的都对付挪去。
So, let us kneel down together.
让我们一起跪在地上。
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
雨靴从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，却不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
For you shall go out with joy.And be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, and for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
你们必欢欢喜喜而出来。平平安安蒙引导，大山小山必在你面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌，松树长出代替荆棘，番石榴长出代替直犁，这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
Lord, we thank you and bless you for the love of our Lord Jesus.
主，我们会做，你主耶稣的爱，我们感谢，我们称颂你。
How he loves.
他是怎样的爱？
We are so privileged to know his name and to be able to call upon him.
我们是这么的蒙福，能够知道他的名，能够呼叫他的名。
Oh Lord, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
For all of us here.
为着我们现在这里的每一个人祷告。
Why should we remain poor when you would have us to be rich?
我们为什么仍旧这样的贫穷？因为你是这样的丰富呢？
Why should we doubt when you want us to be sure?
当你要我们这么有确据的时候，我们为什么仍旧这样的怀疑呢？
You said here, and your soul shall live.
你说听，我们必得活。
Lord, please go on speaking to us.
主，我们求你向我们说话，继续向我们说话。
And give us that grace to be open, to be honest, and to put things right with you.
主要给我们能够诚实，能够愿意敞开向你，能够把一切难阻的都放在你跟前，除去这些难阻。
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，主，我们谢谢你将你的信息赐给我，主啊，巴不得你的圣灵今天在这里做奇妙的工作，主啊，我们这里有还没有相信你，在救恩的大门外徘徊，主，我们实在求你的圣灵感动他们，让他们能够凭着信心大胆走进这个救恩的门，主啊，我们信主多年的弟兄姊妹，巴不得今天你的信息再一次抓住我们的心，让我们更新在你面前的本钱。主啊，我们在座的有很多年轻人，我们会有自己的计划，我们会有自己的雄心，巴不得面对你这样的呼召，我们愿意将自己完全的匍匐在你的脚前，说主啊，愿你得着我这全人，得着我的全心，因为你定义为我压伤，你定义为我而死，死在十字架上。主啊，对你爱的回应，我们没有别的，只有说主，愿我全心全意的归给你，愿你的名在这里被高举，祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Lord, I just ask that, I won't be afraid to just give you everything. I just won't be afraid that you'll take things away, but that I can be happy, I can be willing and joyful when you do so. I just ask that you can give me the courage so that you can take all the things that I rely on away, and that my heart can be holy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for your wonderful words. Lord, I thank you for your beautiful songs to me.
Mm.
You have chosen me. Lord, such assurance is so wonderful.
Mm.
Lord, you say you commit to me. Every one of us who believe in you. It's such a wonderful blessing.
Mm.
Lord, although our words are limited, but because your words is so beautiful in our ears, so comforting, so I'm willing to give you my life.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Because who can protect me better than you? I can't protect myself better than you. I always destroy myself. But you can protect me. And every one of us who belong to you. Lord, it's such an honor to have you commit to me. You are worthy for all our lives.
Amen.
I praise you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.